The Wonder of Life. This is Dr. Herbert Alvira, the Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher, The Wonder of Life. The wonder of life is a great deal of magic, a great deal of very unusual experiences that happen in the lives of everyone. No matter where you turn, no matter who you look at, no matter where you go, people are doing wonderful things. Miracles are happening every moment of our life. Grand things are happening no matter where we look. We look up, we look down, we look right, left, back, front. No matter where we look, all the world is involved in miraculous things. Now, what are some of the miraculous things that the world is involved in? Well, you might say flight is one of the things. Of course, when the ultimate gets to flying without an airplane, which we already do too, but when the ultimate gets to flying without an airplane, we just say we're going to go visit someone who is quite a distance away, and instantly we're there. That's really the ultimate magic, we think. Well, in many ways we do that right now. We think that going off to distant stars, different planets and so forth, is an ultimate experience of awareness. In truth, we are every night traveling to the stars. Every night we are traveling on different planets. Every night we are on parallel dimensions and multiple dimensions of life. And we are what might be called a state of death, but we are not dead to this life. We return to this life after our visitations, many areas around the world, many areas around life. If we were to just stop and put our full attention on any one place or thing or a person, we'd be there. As I suggest in my classes, I say, imagine you're sitting quietly now and you're thinking of your mother. You're thinking of your mother at a particular time in life. Now, think about it, and then we'll talk about it in a minute. And then in a minute, we come back to our awareness of the now. And then we say, all right, where was it that you went when you were visiting with your mother? And they say, well, I was visiting her with her when I was 10 years old. I remember how she made that special birthday cake for me when I was 10 years old and invited all the neighbor children in, all my friends, and we had never done that before because we didn't have a budget for it. But on a 10th birthday, we had a budget for it. Oh boy, was that wonderful. Was that great. Now, were you there? Were you back when you were 10 years old in the now? Yes, you truly were. No matter what we think, we were there in our consciousness, in our thinking, in our visualization. We could see the party. We could see the cake. You could even count the candles, 10 of them. You could even count your friends. There were maybe about 8 or 9 of them. And was that a wonderful party? Boy. Others were with their mother when she passed on. And they were with her at that moment when she said, I'm going now. I love you. Goodbye. Some said goodbye. Some just quietly passed away. But those are memorable times in our life, and we remember that very, very definitely. And we're not only remembering it, we're there. That is happening again in our experience as we think about it. We think about the time our mother prepared us to go dancing, and we're girls, and so she helped us with our very special dress for the prom, and made everything just right. And everything had to be just in perfect order. We said, Mom, I'll do it myself, I'll do it myself. And yet we really wanted her to do it. We really wanted her to help. But we wanted to show our independence as we were growing up. And we remember that so well. And then my mother, before we went downstairs, before we went out the door with our date, she said, sweetheart, I love you so. Have a good time and just enjoy yourself so. No guidance, no direction. She guided me and directed me throughout my life, you say. But at that time, she just wished me well, and I remember that so well. I remember the handshake my father gave me when I went into service. I was going into the Navy, and he said, "Son, I'm proud of you." And that's all he said. He shook my hand, and I went away. It doesn't have to be tremendous, dramatic, dynamic things, although they are. But what it is, it's a matter of we are there in our mind's eye, in our consciousness, in our thinking. We are wherever we think we are. And we are there because that's where we have put our mental thought. And all things are mental thought. If you were to go to sleep and I were to move you from one place to another, and you were asleep and didn't know you were being moved, you would think surely you had not been moved. But when you opened your eyes and you saw you were in a different place, you realized you were in a different place, then you questioned how you got there. And you questioned what the place was and what was going on. You see, it's only when we are conscious that we are aware of the wonderful things we are. In our dreams, truly, we are conscious. In our imagination, we are conscious. Consciousness is the ability to discern place and time, all of which are in the now. For as we remember the place, as we remember the time, it is in the now. It is in this very instant moment right now that we're experiencing it. And no matter what we think about it, it's a wonderful world. It's a wonderful way of life. These are some of the magical things that take place in our world. You say, well, they're so simple. No. The simple part of it is that we haven't recognized how grand it is. We haven't recognized what a magical experience it is and how really outstanding it is. But when we begin to recognize how magical and outstanding it is, then we begin to see that something very fantastic, very wonderful is happening in our life that we had never been aware of before. We took it for granted. Oh, we take a lot of things for granted in this life. We take a lot of things for granted as we live every moment of every day. We take for granted the actions of our body, how our body is digesting the food and nourishing every cell of our body, how the blood is going through our veins and our arteries, our capillaries, and how it is carrying on its wonderful, most amazing work. How the nervous system takes senses that it feels in the outer of temperature, of sensation, of heat, of cold, of vibration, and translates that to the brain, and the brain translates that into understanding. How magical that is. How magical it is that our eyes can see, and it really is upside down, but we see it right side up because that's the way we have chosen our brain to operate. Yes. And the sound that comes to our ear is a vibration that is passing through the air. And the vibration is passing from one source to another. And as it arrives at our ear translates that into another type of vibration. And that translates it in still another type of vibration into something our brain can interpret and understand and put concepts to, whether it's music, whether it's words, whether it's noise, whatever it may be. Our brain interprets that and decides what it is that we're hearing, what it is that we're being aware of. The wonder of life is so spectacular, so wonderful. It behooves us to every day praise the miracle of excitement of life that we are living. Praise the delight that we have in every moment and everything that we're doing, because it's something very special. It's something very unique. And even in species, animals receive sound differently than we do, although they have the same techniques. It's just that in their brain, they do not interpret it as we interpret it. We interpret it as words that have certain meaning. They interpret it as words that have impressions, and they react to that. We say sit. We don't give them a lot of information because we realize that their vocabulary, you might say, or their ability to perceive a great number of words is not built up. And so we work with them as they are, and other creatures, bugs, plants, even stones, dirt, everything has a consciousness about it. And everything responds to our consciousness. Everything responds to what we place into motion on its behalf. And as we do that, magical things take place, wondrous things take place. And it is so exciting to be part of this wonder of life. Listening, hearing, seeing, being, knowing all these things, that's who we really are. We are the wonder of life, the magic of life, the essence of life. And it's an exciting adventure to be in. Thank you for joining with me on the Wonder of Life. It's been a pleasure to share a few thoughts with you. I love you. I love you. I love you.